AI narrated audio generated from Sharemastrel Market Research. Full article. Credicorp's 63-week trend signal meets a 103% fair value premium near record territory. BAP finished the week within 0.3% of its 52-week high, but the latest advance came on only 0.6 times normal 13-week volume. Research brief. Credicorp remains one of the stronger regional bank tapes in the U.S.-listed financial services universe, with price near a yearly high and momentum broadening, although light participation and a wide fair value gap keep the risk evidence visible.
Key points. First, Credicorp closed at $400.8, up 2.5% for the week and 26.4% over 12 weeks, leaving the stock at 99.3% of its 52-week range. Second, the weekly trend signal is active with a 63-week streak, and price sits 22.8% above the $326.33 trend line. Third, BAP ranks in the 87th percentile across 1,011 U.S. financial services names and is number 3 on 12-week return among the supplied U.S. banks regional group. Fourth, latest volume was 1.3 million shares, only 0.6 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average, so the range top move lacks fresh participation confirmation. Fifth, risk is not one-sided. 13-week volatility is 5.6% versus a 3.9% one-year baseline, while the stock trades 102.9% above Sharemastrel fair value. Range top price action remains the main story. Credicorp Limited, the Lima-based financial services holding company, listed on the NYSE, ended the latest completed week at $400.8, a 2.5% gain that left the shares just 0.3% below the $402.2 52-week high. The move adds to an 8.5% four-week advance, a 26.4% 12-week return, and an 88.7% one-year rise, keeping BAP near the top of its range at 99.3% between its $207.1 low and current high. The trend signal remains active and has now been in place for 63 weeks, with trend breadth at 100% across the 52-week window. Price is 22.8% above the $326.3 weekly trend line, a substantial cushion that supports the continuation profile, but also raises the bar for clean follow-through if momentum cools. Regional bank context is supportive, especially beyond the one-week move. Within the U.S.-listed financial services cohort, BAP's 2.5% weekly gain beat the group average of 1.4%. While its 8.5% 4-week return and 26.4% 12-week return stood well ahead of sector averages of 5.0% and 5.7%. The stock ranks in the 87th.3 percentile among 1,011 financial services names, with positive market dynamics and positive relative strength both still in place. The industry context is even stronger. In the supplied U.S. banks regional group, Credicorp ranked 19th for the week, 8th over 4 weeks, and 3rd over 12 weeks. Industry breadth is constructive, with 77.0% of peers in active weekly trend states, 86.0% showing positive activity pressure, and 61.0% carrying positive relative strength. That gives BAP a favorable peer backdrop, rather than an isolated move. Momentum is positive, but volume is the weak confirmation point. Market dynamics remain constructive, with activity pressure at 0.99 and relative strength at 24.34. The latest setup has positive expectancy at 62.95%, and activity pressure has improved sharply over 4 weeks, although the signal state does not show a fresh buy. The weekly tape is therefore supportive, but not newly triggered. Participation is the main caveat. Latest volume was 1.3 million shares versus a 2.4 million 13-week average and a 1.9 million 52-week average, equal to only 0.6 times and 0.7 times respectively. That contrasts with the 12 June advance, when BAP rose 14.6% on 4.7 million shares. The past two positive weeks have both come on 1.3 million shares, suggesting the market has accepted higher prices, but has not yet added strong fresh volume behind them. Risk evidence centers on valuation distance and volatility.
The valuation gap is large. BAP trades 102.9% above Sharemastrel fair value of $197.5.
A premium can persist when trend, breadth, and relative strength are aligned, but it also means disappointment risk is higher if activity pressure fades or the stock loses its range top position.
Recent volatility is elevated, at 5.6% over 13 weeks, against a 3.9% 52-week baseline. The one-year up-down split is still favorable, at 34 positive weeks versus 18 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.4% compared with average losses of 2.6%. Even so, the packet flags 7 recent reversal markers, so the next few weeks need to show whether the stock can absorb profit-taking near the high. What to watch next? The first watch point is whether BAP can hold near 400 USD and make a decisive challenge of the 402.2 USD 52-week high without a loss of activity pressure. A move that keeps price above the 326.3 USD trend line would preserve the weekly regime, while a pullback from the high with weakening relative strength would point to exhaustion rather than continuation. Volume is the cleanest confirmation test. A ratio above 1.5x in the next advance would show stronger participation than the latest 0.6x reading. Without that, the stock may remain strong on trend and peer evidence, but less convincing on sponsorship. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.